Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We're very, very excited because, of course, we got an NHL team coming to town.
Yes.
It's going to be so exciting. And
did you watch the Winter Classic?
I didn't.
Oh, it was awesome.
Where was it?
They did it at Notre Dame, at the football stadium there.
Oh.
And it looked great. I mean, it was the Blackhawks versus your Bruins. Bruins ended up winning.
Dang.
But, man, I know I'm just a basic bitch that loves black and white, yeah, as far as like black t-shirts and keeping things simple. The Blackhawks, their jerseys for the Winter Classic were just basic black and white, and it just looked really cool and sharp. Yeah. And all I kept thinking is, man, I hope Seattle's paying attention to that jersey scheme, because that would look pretty cool.
It would look cool. Yeah, it would look cool. And, you know, we love hockey because of the fact that the players, the fans, I mean, it just seems to be like a good group of folks. And boy,
pretty salt of the earth.
Yeah.
Both, like, I mean, when we talked with Jeremy Roenick, the former NHL great analyst for NBC Sports, and he was awesome. The players are all just good dudes. And yeah, I'm with you.
And boy, it was proven by one of the biggest stars of the NHL, and that would be Sidney Crosby. He plays for the Penguins. And whether you follow hockey or not, that's a name you probably hear because he's one of the most iconic guys in the NHL.
Yeah, he's a superstar.
And
which pains me to say because it's a Penguins player.
Yeah, let's not even talk about the Devils. I know it's been an amazing season.
Well, they beat the Bruins that game.
I think that's the only game they won this season.
That's about all they won this year. It started off nice.
I know.
They good for the first week.
You're right. No, they're...
Dude, don't even get me going.
I know. I'm sorry.
Like, how do I get my money back for the NHL Center Ice Package, whatever it is? The Game Center Package.
Oh, man.
I keep dropping hundreds of dollars on that, and I keep getting sad.
I know. I know what it's... I know, dude. I do that when my team has a bad season, and I totally miss the Winter Classic. I feel badly because I do like watching that, and I didn't even know. This shows you how I haven't been paying attention. I didn't even know the Bruins were in the Winter Classic.
Yeah,
season.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Well, Sidney Crosby, again, just this is like one of the biggest stars of the NHL, and his reaction. He's making great news for this. Had an incredible reaction to a fan that was giving him a hard time during a recent game. It's a couple of days ago. Penguins were playing the Rangers in Madison Square Garden. Of course, they beat the heck out of him 7-2. So you can see why maybe a Rangers fan would just be like chirping because, you know, I mean, his team's getting their asses kicked.
I grew up going to a lot of Rangers games because my buddy's aunt had season tickets. So we would get to go see a lot of Rangers games. And man, I mean, I'm sure it's changed a little bit now, but that was just, I mean, if you're not a fan of the Rangers or if you're not a player that's on the Rangers, just expect to hear a mouthful.
Yeah. And according to the Twitter account Pickle.com, your favorite Twitter account, Steve.
I should follow that.
Sidney Crosby was getting really, really heckled badly by a fan during the game every time he skated by the penalty box, which is where the fan was sitting. Well, Crosby actually had a Penguins trainer go out and hand the fan a signed hockey stick with a personal note on it that read, "Good chirps. Take it easy on me next time," and signed it, of course, with his name. How great is that? And I wonder, do you think the guy was the least creative?
Because had to be. I want to know what he was saying.
I do too.
Had to be funny.
I feel like when you're at a game and you're chirping, mm-hmm, I think you need to be entertaining. That's how I always viewed it whenever I went to baseball games, is I want to be entertaining. I don't want to be a guy that's swearing and yelling.
Right, you don't want to be that as just constant as, you suck.
Yeah.
Like, come up with something fun and clever.
When I first moved here, I used to like to go to Mariners games because the Seattle fans were not used to the Red Sox fan experience, at least when I was here 20 years ago, where we would actually chirp at our own team, mm-hmm, when we weren't winning. And, you know, the Mariners have always played the Red Sox well every year I've been here. No matter if they've been to the World Series or not, the Mariners play them well. And so I have a lot of reasons to chirp. But I'd be chirping at Boston, even though I'm wearing all my Boston regalia. And I would hear Mariner fans go, Well, I never heard such a thing at all. I thought he was yelling at our people. By the way, they all have this accent.
Oh, when did the Mariners fans go move to Arkansas? Saying,
I never heard such a thing.
Well, but golly gee.
Yeah, people would be like, I think he's yelling at his own team. They go, I know he's yelling, but I think he's yelling at the Red Sox. And they couldn't wrap that around their heads. And then some people would come up and ask me. And I'd say, well, you know, I said, because this is how we do. If a team is not doing well, we feel like it's our job to let them know that we know they're not doing well. And he said, well, I've enjoyed it anyway. You've been very entertaining because I think that's what you do. So yeah. I imagine this chirper at Sidney Crosby had to be entertaining.
I would love to know what he was saying. It would be great to have a moment where you could talk to Sidney Crosby, who, Jay, my friend that's a Penguins fan, I still hate Sidney Crosby, so stop texting me that I said nice things about Sidney Crosby.
Oh, of course, you got that going on, yeah.
It's a fun rivalry when you have a buddy who's a fan of a team that's also in the same division as your favorite team. So
yeah.
That's just part of the fun of it all, and he's a diehard Penguins fan, so I give him crap for that, but I want to know what the guy was saying.
I do too.
Because it had to be so damn funny for Sidney Crosby. Like, give that. And what a cool piece of memorabilia to have.
Yeah, signed hockey stick that is personalized because of how you were at the game.
Right. You framed that. Oh, I don't know how you frame a hockey stick, but you frame that.
Well, you're going to have to get a really very long, you know, landscape type of frame, but I'm going to get it done.
And a few texters that said they just looked it up and they 100% agree that the color scheme for the Blackhawks Winter Classic jerseys would be pretty sweet.
Oh, that's what they look like there.
Yeah,
whoa,
they're super just basic black and white. Really cool. Yeah, I think Daniel will appreciate him, too, as another fellow black-wearing person.
How would you feel about that if it was a dark evergreen? But it was white and dark evergreen. Would that be okay with you?
It's not black.
It's not black, dude.
I know it's not black, but it's basic.
No.
And it's dark, but it's like evergreen green.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Yeah, see, I feel like we're not going to get our black.
I'm even okay with a little hint of that bright green, whether it be action or rave.
Oh.
I'm okay with that.
Wow.
Look,
like
just super bright green?
Well, rave green, like Seahawks. Oh.
Yeah, action green, rave green, slappy green, whatever they're called.
Have you ever seen the soccer, the Sounders, what do they call them, the kits? Their uniform scheme, when they have the black with the rave green. I think that looks sharp.
It does look
okay,
good.
Okay, so it's nice. It's not the whole thing.
No,
mostly black with
green.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, that in a dark evergreen, I think would look sharp. But it's simple, like you said, Steve. All I want is the dark evergreen, and with it on white, I think that would be sharp. Even maybe a super light gray would be sharp as well. I think that would be a sharp uniform. But I love the simplicity of that Blackhawks Winter Classic uniform.
Yeah, it just looks really good.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that kind of simplicity with just two colors, and that's it, and it would be like super contrast with the dark over the white like that.
Makes everything pop.
Yeah, I like it. I wish somebody could Photoshop that and make it a dark evergreen, because I just think an evergreen would look sharp. I really do. And I don't think anybody's got evergreen on the ice right now.
Mm.
Has anybody got evergreen? I mean, the Dallas Stars are not that dark green.
Minnesota Wild is a dark green.
Oh, do they?
I don't know if it's an evergreen.
You might be right. I forgot about the Wild. God dang, I forgot Minnesota got a team back.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's been about 15 years since they've
had it. Kind of like a dark evergreen, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Damn you, Wild.
No, I'm happy that way we go back to the black and white, man.
You're right. That's actually, I think ours would be a little darker, but you're right. That's exactly the color scheme I'm talking about. That picture you just showed me is the green on gray.
It's a green on more of like a cream white.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's like an off-white kind of a...
Yeah. See, it's funny. As I look at Jurg because of the monitor, it looks gray over here. I think that would be a sharp look if it was a little bit of a darker green with that gray, but it looks too much like the Wild uniform.
Yep. Can't do it.
Damn it.
That's right. Back to black and white, BJ.
All right. I guess I'll go back.
Wear black t-shirts with the logo.
All right. Fine.
Because I need more black t-shirts in my life.
Yeah. Your wife will love that.
Yes.
Damn. All right. So let me tell you about single men.
Please do.
Well, here's the thing. We talked about first impressions not too long ago. And basically looking good and talking good, smelling good. I mean, everything has got to be good. Because you got 27 seconds to impress somebody.
Right.
Single guys are, this is the thing that they're known for. And one of the reasons where I don't like going over single dudes' places, because this has been my entire life, their bathrooms are disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate it. Because I'm really a neat freak, and I hate going over to a single dude's place because I know, am I going to go into that bathroom?
I was one time, and he's way better now, so I don't feel so bad giving him a hard time. I've given him a hard time on our podcast. D. Ted Smith. His old place.
the bathroom.
I think I was there one time.
Finally, I was like, bro.
Yeah.
After a few drinks, I went in there. I'm like, bro, we need to talk. Like, you got to do something about this.
Yeah.
Because he's like, usually, his old place, like, that was where he's like ashing, like, his weed or whatever. I don't know what the hell was going on.
Oh, man.
But the toilet was a mess. Yeah. Now, like, his new place, I went there just recently. We had a little slumber party, crashed at his place, and it was just like, oh, man, see, this is what it's like when you have a nice, clean bathroom.
And it really,
grown up, Ted.
It really impresses the ladies. Like, I've had bang buddies where they didn't even keep toilet paper in their bathroom because they would take their dumps at work.
Oh.
And I'm like, buddy.
What?
Like, I know we're bang buddies.
They're really aware of their timing, huh?
Yeah. I guess. And if you're going to have bang buddies over, I know I'm not your only bang buddy, but ladies need toilet paper.
Wow.
Bring toilet paper home.
How do you not
steal it from work?
How do you not have toilet paper in the house ever? That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard of.
Save the money, I guess.
And you're right, because
do what I used to do back then. I mean, I get it, single, probably struggling maybe for money or whatever. You know, it's not cheap to live out here. Steal a toilet paper from work.
Exactly. Yeah.
At least you're thinking of the ladies. Yeah, there's a Twitter thread going on right now where women are taking to the next level about how they do not like these bathrooms they're running into. And they're talking about the weirdest things that they've seen in a guy's bathroom. Again, you're a dude, right? Mm-hmm. And you decided you're going to entertain the fairer sex. Why would you have a skeleton wearing a t-shirt with a parody of the Coca-Cola logo that says vagina on there?
Because it's funny. That's fantastic.
I'd marry him right then and
there. That's better than Viagra.
Yeah, it's funny for, like, again, Vicky probably would dig it, but not everybody's Vicky. So you got to, I mean,
If you're in college, I think you get a pass.
You think ladies will give you a pass in college?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What age? So
25, I think that
25,
has to
it's
stop.
Too much. Okay.
That goes into the bedroom.
Yeah. This next one,
agree with that.
This next one, Steve, you might actually somewhat appreciate because I think you used to be a collector of certain things. A drawer full of shaved body hair.
No!
That's what a woman ran into in. I didn't say you kept. Didn't you? Who kept toenails? Was it you?
I don't remember talking about that.
It was you, Steve. Okay,
I was a kid.
Yeah, I thought it was Steve.
I was debating if I wanted to become a serial killer or not, then I realized I didn't.
Didn't you keep them in like Tic Tac?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, okay, so I thought so. So the shade. I mean, well, I was a kid. Who's voted most likely to have a drawer full of shaved body hair on this show? It's got to be Steve.
It wouldn't be the top of his head, though.
Well, if I was a kid, that would be.
I don't know.
Yeah. My pube drawer.
Oh,
I was thinking back here, but yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, pube drawer.
Look, in all fairness, to go back to the whole Tic Tac thing of toenail.
Okay, we need to be fair because there's a story in toenails and the Tic Tac. I'm sure there's a reason.
I would clip or peel my nails. I don't want to throw it on the rug or throw it in, somewhere. Yeah. I don't have a garbage thing in my bedroom. So I just would put them in an empty Tic Tac thing, and then it kind of became a thing. And I started collecting them.
Oh, God.
And then I realized it was weird, and I threw them all away.
Oh, you realize it was weird by yourself, or did somebody dime you out?
Mom might have said something.
There we said. There we go. Yeah, mom might have. Your mother is like, first of all, if your father sees this, he's probably going to put you in jail. Oh, you need to stop this.
He was a quiet kid.
Yeah, he was.
He spent all the time in his bedroom collecting his own toenails.
Don't understand why that would have been a red flag. Don't understand at all. A drawer full of shaved body hair again.
I don't get
that. You have a woman over in your bathroom and you think, maybe I should get rid of that drawer.
Well, maybe in all fairness, you didn't think they were going to go in the drawer.
Here's the thing. You have to know women are going to go everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, and some dudes as well, too. I mean,
Would you look through someone's stuff if you go to their bathroom?
Dude, yes.
Of course, Danny
says yes.
Well, you would open up their medicine cabinet.
Oh, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
To see ya. But they have. I don't know. No reason. I've done that literally in every house I've been in, I think.
That you've. So when you've been over to BJ's place, you've looked through his medicine cabinet?
Yeah.
Luckily.
What does BJ have?
Yeah, luckily.
Not
see,
a lot.
No. Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because I have my own bathroom in the bedroom, and no one's allowed to go in there. Yeah, that's where I have all my body hair and my toenail clippings.
Yeah,
nobody will ever know.
In the guest bathroom, if you open up the drawers, there's a bunch of old hockey news magazines I never threw away.
Well, that's cool. Get a little reading material.
And hair clippers.
Hair clippers and the guests. Well, yeah, because you don't need them, but somebody might, huh?
That's where I cut my hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
That's it, though. There's nothing. It's nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about a full barbecue grill in the shower?
What?
Well, shower brats is the new thing.
Yeah.
I mean, is it because you do indoor cooking? You like to, and you can put the fan on? I don't know why that is.
I'm guessing you only have a finite amount of time that you spend in the shower, so you need storage for the grill, so you'd put it in there for the rest of the time. Mm. So you take a shower, you take it out, take a shower, and then put it back in.
Okay, that's...
So it's out of the way. That's the only reason
why.
Or
maybe they have a stand-in shower and then a bathtub, and they don't use the bathtub.
Yeah.
Could be.
Could be it, too.
This is the shower, though.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So maybe they like taking baths.
That's so maybe he likes to grill and shower at the same time.
Mm.
Yeah. How about a turtle living in the bathtub? Yeah. Somebody should warn you that, oh, by the way, my turtle's in there.
Yeah. Maybe it's just staying there because they're cleaning the aquarium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Or they don't have an aquarium.
She said living in the bathtub.
There's probably a whole thing in there.
Terrarium. Dude, that smell must be great.
Yeah. All right, now number five.
Poor turtle, too. You go in there and take a number two, and it's poor thing, that's his home.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're just gassing up his whole home. Yeah.
That room smells.
Number five is, to me, awesome. Yeah, you know what turtles do.
Yeah.
Number five is a toilet plunger with a Star Wars lightsaber as the handle.
Oh, my God, awesome.
What's wrong with that?
I know. I don't know why that's, like, on this list of things that are weird. I think that's really cool. I mean, you have to have a toilet plunger in the bathroom, and I didn't even know they made lightsaber toilet plungers. Now I want one.
Mm. Yeah, what do they go for?
I'm looking.
Thanks, Vic.
I want it.
How about a toilet paper roll holder that's just a bungee cord?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, because what did you break off? Probably he broke the thing.
Slumming it.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't want to fix it. Let me just get one of those things. And now you can buy so many things. I mean, there's so many things you can buy that don't even need to be attached to the wall that can hold your toilet paper. Even those long ones, which I love, because you can put multiple stacks of toilet paper on there. When you have visitors, they don't have to worry, like, what happens? Because that's the thing.
But if you're a single person, again, struggling for money, the last thing that you're going to think about purchasing is a toilet paper holder.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
When you start going into the world of entertaining another person, that's when you got to go, I guess I got to step up my game. I got to talk to people. Yeah, otherwise, don't bring anybody to your house.
So bad news, all the lightsaber plungers are homemade, but this one person has a Millennium Falcon toilet seat to go with it.
Yeah.
And the plunger lights up.
Oh, see?
I want to make one.
Oh, that's a bummer. I want that.
It's so weird.
I love it.
How about there was a big hole in the wall in the bathroom that this guy decided, you know what? I'm not going to fix it. I'm just going to use it as a shelf.
Trying to keep my shampoo.
Yeah.
He's resourceful.
Yeah. See, I can understand that. Like Steve said, that's just a single guy thing to do.
Somebody says, of course you look when it comes to medicine cabinets and drawers. You need to see what meds and how messed up they are.
True.
See, that I think that for the most part is a chick thing to do. I know some guys do it. I don't want to know what's going on in the because it'll freak me out even more.
Yeah.
More and more, now here's what I'm finding out. More and more, there are women that are having crappy bathrooms. That's what really shocks me is I'll like, hey, I want to use your bathroom. And a person will go, okay. And I'm expecting because it's a woman, it wouldn't be a problem. And then I walk in and I go, oh, my God, I don't want to use this bathroom. I feel like if I actually didn't use the toilet but just decided to go to the bathroom everywhere else, it would make the place cleaner.
Ugh, some women are really, really gross, though.
I know.
Yeah, even one texter says, honestly, women's bathrooms, not any better. Everyone says that it's the cleaner sex, but that's not true. Hair everywhere, including the shower drain, bathroom floor, etc.
Yeah, and if they don't have somebody picking up after some of these ladies, because they're used to it in their life when you grow up, we're just used to our parents picking up after us, and a lot of kids, when they move out, they don't seem to figure out that they got to do it themselves. That's what you run into.
I thought to figure that out. You look like, that's a mess. I should clean up.
Steve, that is a question that I've been asking for ages.
Pretty basic.
I know, and yet I walk into some search, and it's not just one girl. There are young women that I've just, you know, whatever, we've been doing whatever we're doing, gaming, whatever, and it's like, oh, I'll use the bathroom. And it's like, wow, this is worse than some guys' places I've been to. What the F?
I like one text says, I got my buddy a toilet seat plunger with a 12-gauge shotgun handle. When you pull the trigger, it sounds like a shotgun.
Okay, I like that.
I never thought about, like, fun plungers. I didn't know there was a market for that.
All right, finally, yeah, I know, fun plungers, we got to do it. But now, how about this? Again, we're talking bathrooms. This is what some women have discovered when they walked into a bathroom. This might be the best one. She walks into a bathroom and finds a stick of butter with one bite missing. Now, luckily, we know that butter doesn't have to be refrigerated, so that's true. That's now been scientifically proven.
You guys don't butter your toast while you're pooping?
Yeah, poo butter?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's what it is.
Oh, that was too far.
No, is it on the counter? Yeah. Is it on a plate? Is it on a butter dish? Or is it on the floor? Because I found out that cats really like butter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Damn it, Carl and Franken and Counting, get into the butter. We have to protect it.
Oh, see, that's and cats don't make it better. I walk into a home with cats, and they're, you know, because dogs have to go outside, you know, but cats don't have to go outside. And slowly but surely, cats ruin a home. Dogs actually are not that bad because, you know, they go out a lot. You take them for walks. You know, yeah, they shed. But cats, they kind of just stay in. The indoor cats ruin a home.
Yeah, you're not too wrong. I mean, we basically call the laundry room the cat's bathroom, so.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a litter box and everything, and they use it, but, yeah.
That is the worst thing in the world when you have to travel through the room where the litter box is.
In the laundry room, that's where you, like, you clean your clothes.
Yes.
I hope you instantly take them out of the laundry room once they're clean.
Yeah, we do. Okay. Yeah, we fold them in the bedroom. Like, there's no...
See, I stack all my stuff in the laundry room and just keep it there.
Yeah, we don't stack anything in there. Yeah. No.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You got one of them fancy laundry rooms.
You mean one that has just a washer and a dryer and I just stack clothes on top of it?
You can stack stuff on your... Because I have no room to stack anything on my washer and dryer because I got all the cleaning stuff and everything. I got no room for nothing.
No, it's just empty, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to see
what
your
do you
space.
Think I'll send you a picture of it.
Some
today.
People got good mud rooms where the laundry is. They got like shelves and stuff. And
nothing fancy.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
a
washer, dryer.
And you just leave your clothes there.
Yeah, just fold them on top of the dryer and never move them.
I am surprised your wife tolerates that. I wouldn't tolerate that.
Well, you know what? If she doesn't like it, she can move them.
Yeah, you tell her, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's not harming anyone.
Well, we have the first divorce of 2019. We're about to announce it, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, who do you think on our show has the messiest bathroom? If you had to pick one person.
Vicky has the... I think Vicky's bathroom is cluttered, but not messy.
Yeah, I have a lot of crap.
And I've been to Vicky's bathroom, and it was like, okay, this is clean, but my God, there's so much stuff
everything.
Here.
Okay. Yeah.
To be fair, most of those hair products were my old roommates to heat.
That's a good point. I haven't been to just you living by yourself bathroom. I'd like to see, because you did have other roommates that did contribute to whatever the hell
the clutter.
Chaos was there.
I'd have to say Joey D's.
That's what my vote was.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, Sarah.
Sarah's like, yep.
And Joey D's lives with somebody. And I sometimes,
another dude, right?
Yeah, and I sometimes have to use his bathroom. It's not horrible. It's not the worst I've been in. I will tell you, I have been to a bathroom of somebody who is a professional who actually will use their house sometimes for business.
A professional what?
Well, I'm not going to say.
Okay.
I can't because...
Well, isn't everybody a professional that has a job?
When I say professional, like they use their house as a professional business.
Got you.
Sometimes they'll do that. And so they'll have people over for their professional business. I don't want to say what business it is. And once in a while, I've had to conduct business. And I walked into that bathroom and I thought... Wow. I don't know if it's the only bathroom the house has, but I'm like, you have got to be kidding me because, you know, it destroys my entire image of the person I'm doing business with. Like, I don't know if I want to trust this person with my business because I've seen this bathroom.
And a lot of people go there for, like, their business?
Yeah, it's kind of like the business, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you got to make sure it stays
sometimes
clean.
They'll come meet you. You know, they'll come meet you and they'll do their business with you. But other times they'll go, this is my office, which is my house. Okay. And I'll go to that person's office and have to use the bathroom. And I'm like... Wow.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, I know you're used to this, but it's... And by the way, sometimes I don't think you should put carpeting in a bathroom.
Unless it's on the toilet seat.
Even sometimes on the toilet seat, it's not good. Yeah, the trouble
the toilet
is...
Toilet covers that just look like shag carpeting?
Yes. I don't trust any of those because misses or whatever...
No, I know, but they felt good.
Yeah.
The cushiony toilet seats, those are awesome, too.
Oh,
yeah, except until they got old and they started to crack and crunch your butt.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's something about the fact that you know that if... You know how people are, if they don't lift the seat, that means it gets in there and stays there on a cushiony one.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Who decided to create those? That's so weird.
Yeah. Well, because some people really thought it was hard on the butt. They did it for old people, I thought. And then everybody starts, hey, this is pretty cool. Until they realize the ramifications of, oh, wait.
We need Tempur-Pedic toilet seat covers. Oh, memory foam.
Oh, come on. Please, no.
What's your poop number?
Yeah. All right. I got a question. What happens when someone goes on social media to complain about what their boyfriend got them for Christmas? Yeah. You know what's going to happen. Another edition of Facebook Drama. You're going to hear it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, you know, Steve is very excited because, well, the NHL is coming to Seattle. We got an expansion team, baby. And we're celebrating right now. Get your own KISW hockey jersey. They are sweet looking, man. They, of course, have got the colors of the Rock. Black, red, yellow. They look amazing. And you can customize your jersey. Get a name and number of your choice right on that jersey. Get that jersey now, man. And if you didn't get it for the holidays, like somebody really didn't listen to us and didn't get it for you.
Somebody failed you.
Yeah. Get it for yourself now. Go to KISW.com.
Now, it's time for Facebook Drama.
And B-Day, this is our opportunity to point out the idiots that are on Facebook. And even though it's 2019, the idiots still continue.
Yeah, it's true.
This is an actual Facebook post. The drama unfolds because of it, and we are going to act it out. So this time around, BJ, you'll be the original poster. You will be Valerie.
All right.
Vicky, you are Stu.
Hi.
Sarah, you'll play the role of Jeff.
Oh, hey.
I'll be Scott. And Rev, you will be Mike.
Sweet.
So the original poster, once again, is Valerie. So BJ, please take it away.
Worst period Christmas period ever period.
Huh?
Can you read? I said, worst period, Christmas period, ever period.
Okay, I'll reply and give you the attention you need. Why?
My boyfriend didn't get me a single gift.
I didn't get you a gift because we agreed not to get each other gifts this year because money's tight.
You should have still got me something. I still got you a gift.
Holy S, is this really happening on Facebook?
I don't get you. If you wanted a gift, why would you say that we shouldn't get gifts? This is stupid.
Come on, Scott, you shouldn't have fallen for that. Always get a gift, just in case, especially when it comes to Val.
What the heck does that mean?
You are my sister, I can say this. You're badass cray. Hashtag love you, but you crazy.
But I still got him a gift!
You got me socks. It's not like you bought me a Rolex.
It is very, very true. It is one of the toughest things, I think, for a lot of dudes when really interacting with women for the first time and having these moments. When a woman says one thing and she means the exact opposite, but you read it exactly as she says.
We had that conversation at Christmas when one of family members had not purchased a gift for a certain person in their life. And they said it was because they made the agreement to not get a gift. And all of us were not laughing about it. It was like, just get something as a backup just in case for this very reason, because you just don't know.
Yeah.
More often than not when people say that, somebody in the relationship is still going to get somebody a gift. So as dumb as it is, sometimes it's smart just to get it. Even if it's something that you don't plan on giving, unless they give you the gift, you can return it, but just have something just in case.
Yeah, it's a good call. That's why gift cards are amazing, because if you don't give them, you can use them.
And why the hate on socks, man?
Oh, I
was pretty pumped when I got, you know what, that just shows that you're getting older.
Yeah.
As a teen, I'd be so pissed if my parents got me socks. As an adult, or, you know, at least, you know, on paper, I'm an adult. I was pretty pumped when my wife got me socks.
Now, were they?
I needed some new ones.
Oh, you just needed, so they were just socks. When they weren't like, because you know your favorite phrase, your sock game, did she up it or just got new socks?
No, she knows what's up. That's the only thing that, actually, looking back on it, that's the only thing that she purchased that had the color black in it. Because all I wear are black socks. Shocking, I know.
Wow.
She got me more black socks.
I am surprised you haven't got into the sock game like everybody else has.
I think, hot take, I think it's stupid.
Wow.
I'm with you on it.
Really? I love the sock game.
And me personally, I think it's stupid. I understand, like, there's things like me, I know other people view things that I wear as stupid. I'm not trying to, like, down you because I know you like your crazy socks.
I can't believe this.
But I just could never get around that, man. I remember when I got, like, the pair of Mariner socks, I was like, oh, that's awesome. And I wore them once and it just felt uncomfortable. Like,
really?
Yeah. Oh, I just didn't like the way it looked.
Oh, man.
I just like, I like keeping things basic.
Okay, well, if anybody gets you fancy socks, send them my way.
All right, I will.
Anything at all.
I will, dude.
I, you know, here's the thing with the underwear game. Me Undies has definitely changed that for me. I love the underwear game. Got my Star Wars underwear for Christmas.
Oh, so you got an underwear game now?
Yeah. Ever since Steve turned us on to Me Undies, we got a great underwear game.
Yeah, I've underwear, I don't care if it's funky or weird. I don't care what color underwear I'm wearing, because, I mean, unless you're in the locker room or you're married to me, you're not going to see my underwear.
Oh, I don't know, Steve. I'm still waiting.
Okay. Maybe in the locker room, BJ.
I agree, which is why the sock game is awesome. And I used to love awesome-looking socks, but they were not cool growing up. People made fun of you if you didn't have a particular type of solid socks. You couldn't wear any Argyle. And I was like, oh, man, some of these socks look cool that my dad used to wear, and now we can't wear them because people made fun of you. I'm glad now there's a whole, like, you can get Star Wars and superhero socks and everything.
There's stores specifically just for socks.
Yeah. Now socks are an amazing gift.
Yeah.
I know Target did this thing where they had a theme. It was like 10 or 12 socks in a box, and it was either superheroes or Game of Thrones.
Socks in a box!
And I was like, oh, okay, I'll come back and get them, and they were all gone.
Oh, wow, and I know one was going to be for me.
I know. Oh, I didn't get you one. I'm sorry.
Dang it.
I do like those ones that are just a giant face of Russell Wilson. Oh, yeah. Socks. Those are funny.
Yeah.
Especially when people
wear them.
I would
never wear them.
Well, like, if you wear them, it stretches their face out, so it looks really funny.
Yeah.
Somebody says, my favorite present was really cool socks. My boyfriend got a membership to Sock of the Month Club.
Nice.
Ooh. All right. And then, look, you can really get some cool socks that, you know, can survive the toenail invasion. I mean, I clip my toenails as much as possible. For some reason, I still go through cheap socks. It
really?
Me off. Yeah. I got to get the gold toe so it just doesn't fly through.
I just get basic Hanes black socks from Target, and they work great. Dude, the only holes I have in them is because Lulu likes to bite on my socks.
Oh, okay.
She gets a kick out of pulling my socks off my feet.
I don't know what the hell's wrong with me.
Grabs them and don't let go.
It could be because I do my power walking and maybe I'm just slamming the hell out of them. I don't know, because I really try to keep the toenails all clipped and filed, but for some reason they still go through.
I think it's time for you to go get old man pedicures. There's always that old guy with his wife getting a pedicure, and it's good for your feet and you don't have to bend over.
BJ likes to bend over.
I love to bend over.
Can you bend over?
I actually don't. I mean, I get it done, but I don't bend over. I have to sit in a chair.
Why don't we make BJ and Meg socks if you're so big in socks?
Dude, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Hair Club asked me to write something we should do for this year.
There you go. There's your idea.
Just giving me a great idea.
It's your idea. Act like it's yours.
I was racking my head up.
I don't want ownership of that. So yeah, you act like it's yours.
All right, I'll take it. I mean, BJ and Meg socks. Why not?
I know people like socks.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of them, but I understand that people are into these funky socks.
Now, would they be the short ones that you don't see with Converse, or would it be the long ones?
No, yeah, you have to. I think if you do like those like fun funky socks, they have to be long.
Well,
right?
You could still do the pattern on it, but yeah, I agree.
I got another great idea. I'm going to win. Well, I think the face idea is great. I'm going to win because rock socks would be awesome.
What are we winning? There's no contest.
No, he put an email out to come up with ideas. Yeah. I want to be the one that has an idea because I
rock socks.
Rock socks.
Yes,
dude, that sounds cool. And they'd be black with the rock logo on them.
Oh, you had me at black.
Yeah,
I might even wear them.
Yes. How do we not have rock socks? How have we not thought of this yet?
Somebody just got their brother Bob Ross socks.
What?
Okay, that's a win.
I spent way too much time this morning reading an article about Bob Ross when I got here at work. You know, you fall down those rabbit holes.
Yeah, you have to be careful. It's tough, especially when you're tired in the morning and you just want to relax and you don't want to do what you're supposed to be doing. That's when you can fall down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, there's an article that just came out. It's like what you didn't know about the life of Bob Ross.
I know he hated his hair. That's what I know.
That's something that, because, he doesn't have naturally permed hair, but he did it. And then people fell in love with it, and then he hated it. But he had to do it because that was his trademark.
That was his thing, yeah.
But the one I didn't know is that he had a rival.
He had a rival in the world of art?
Bill Alexander, the original happy painter.
What?
I guess this guy, he was up, and Ross began painting in Alaska, learned a technique from a similar type of painter by the name of Bill Alexander, but then it got to a point where he would never even mention Alexander by name, saying he's our major competitor.
Wow. So he basically took from Bill Alexander.
And then hated him.
And then hated him and became a better guy. You know, that reminds me of, I think a comic by the name of Rich Scheidner would tell a story about how he came up with this character called Canyon Man, which...
Oh, the Tim Taylor thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it was that same, I mean, Tim Taylor became the tool guy, but Tim Allen, yeah. But Canyon Man was the original, and, you know, Richie Scheidner, man. And, you know, he's the Bill Alexander of the Bob Ross world.
Bob Ross was also a mean Air Force guy, according to the story. And he even admitted that there was once a time where he was the guy that would make you scrub the latrine. He would yell at you, make your bed, scream at you for being late at work. And then when he left the Air Force, he vowed never to yell and scream again, which kind of led to his character as Bob Ross.
Wow, isn't that bizarre?
Like you said, his afro wasn't natural.
See, now you read this whole article, so you're actually using it for work. So you actually weren't goofing off.
Yeah, good job.
I don't know if anybody cares about this, but you know what? At least you can say you're doing it for work.
There's Funko Pops of Bob Ross now.
There's
the Chia Pet with Bob Ross hair. Target has Bob Ross shirts.
So what, there's a Bob Ross game?
Yeah, people love, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Never got paid for the Joy of Painting program.
Huh?
He said all those shows were done for free.
Mm. What? Oh, because it was.
He made his money teaching, selling books, and of course selling the paintings, which also you learned that his paintings were worth like tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, I didn't know
that. For an original Bob Ross.
Oh.
Especially now that he's dead.
Yeah, PBS.
Spoiler alert.
So he did it, I guess. So he volunteered all the time for those episodes.
Isn't that weird?
Well, I get it. I mean, if you're making money, it's just like, you know, any business where you're using that as a vehicle to advertise other stuff that you can get paid for. But, geez, nowadays, there's no way he doesn't get paid.
Yeah, Bob Ross original could run over $10,000.
Whoa. Wow.
Huh.
That's not bad.
Apparently, he was also missing a finger.
What?
Yeah, his index left finger, but he never saw it because, you know, he'd use his right hand to paint.
Oh, it's just like that radar guy on MASH. He always have something in his hand, and you never knew that he had a messed up hand.
Huh. Wow. And his son's a painter.
What's his name?
Steven.
Steven Ross.
And he's got an awesome hair from back in the day. I mean, it's like a video of him when he was on an episode of The Joy of Painting, and he's got the most incredible mullet.
Oh, wow. Gosh, why hasn't Steven Ross done a show, like his own show? How is that? How has somebody not just pulled that in there with everything going on?
Maybe he just doesn't want to, you know, be in the spotlight.
He doesn't want money. Okay.
He still paints, according to this, but he keeps a low profile online.
Okay, Steven. Lots of money going right through your fingers, buddy.
Oh, yeah, right. You're right, Vicky. One of the little headlines about this story about Bob Ross is he gave high fours.
Aw.
Because he didn't have a full finger for five.
Oh, there it is.
It's so dumb, but
high
it's
fours.
Great.
Okay. All right, we got this YouTuber named Pupsy. I don't know if you know Pupsy. Anybody know Pupsy? I don't know Pupsy.
Nope.
Well, Pupsy has posted a video that shows him hollowing out some sweet potatoes and a squash and making them into percussion devices and others into flutes so that he can perform Toto's Africa on them. And again, these are all sweet potatoes and squash. Sweet potatoes and squash are the instruments.
Well, something worse than the Weezer cover.
Yeah,
with you on that.
I never thought I would hate the song as much as I do now.
You know how like they say, I didn't know I needed that, but I guess this is one of those situations where I didn't know I needed it, and I was right.
Yeah.
I didn't need it.
I didn't need this, Pupsy.
I mean, it's impressive.
Yeah. Okay, Pupsy.
How many views does this video have?
I don't even want to know, man.
Yeah, what do you think? Okay, over, under 100,000.
Oh, over.
It's over.
It's over.
Over, under a million.
It's
over a million?
I'm going to say it's under a million.
I say 2.5 million.
Okay.
I say it's under that. I say it's under 2 million.
Okay.
All right, Dan, you got a guess?
3 million.
3
okay,
million.
Vicky?
You're wrong. It is 102,325
views. Wow. Okay. I'm happy about that. That's not that.
Makes me feel better about life.
Yeah, your Sunshift video kicked his ass.
Well, to be fair.
Dude, my Sunshift video is over 7 million now.
Whoa.
Wow.
I just checked
nice
the other
holiday
day.
Bump. That thing continues to just expand and go nuts.
Every once in a while, I don't know where it's being shared, but it does. Every once in a while, I get like this insane amount of notifications on my work Facebook page. And I look and I'm just curious what's going on with this damn video. And it's like 7.something million people have watched that stupid Sunships video. And I always love the people that are bitching about the fact that they watched it. I'm like, well, you watched it.
It's not our fault.
Right.
You're welcome.
You know what it is? Everyone's tired of Africa. That song.
It's oh, just, it's, yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah, no, it really is.
Are you sure
there's
it's not
a burnout?
Just,
it's definitely a burnout.
I know. That guy could have played any song on those stupid sweet potatoes and I'd hate the song.
I don't think so. I think if it was a different song, I might be into it.
All right.
Well, he does Darude Sandstorm with a potato.
I don't even know that song.
Yeah, what
it's
song
like,
is that?
It's one of those techno songs that if you hear it, you would know it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get that. Let's see how that sounds with a potato.
Do we really want to put ourselves through that?
Maybe.
Well, Danny says, I think that anything this guy would play would make me hate the song.
Okay.
And Danny's just like, no. Because, I mean, I mean, like, Africa can, you know, is not the greatest song for some people, but it's a happy song. Through those sweet potatoes, it sounds like sadness.
And also, the Sunships video is at 7.5 million.
Woo!
Do you think we're going to hit 10 million views on this stupid
yes.
video?
Oh, I think so. Now that I didn't think we'd get beyond 3.
I was shocked. I was just hoping maybe get like a couple of likes on the damn video.
Yeah, dude, you had no idea what you created. You had no idea. And here's everything in the world of business says that kind of video should be making somebody bank. And it's not making us a dime.
Wouldn't that be awesome if one day I go home and I open up a check from Facebook for like $30,000 or something like that.
Dude, that would
be paid. You
should get paid by Facebook for something.
Or Sun Chips.
Yeah. Well, Sun Chips, didn't you give you? No, a listener gave us a case.
I don't know. We started getting random cases of Sun Chips, so I don't know who was sending them to us.
I don't mind that.
It was like phantom Sun Chips.
I think we should send this to Sun Chips again and let them know it's got 7 million views. Maybe we'll get some more Sun Chips.
That's a good call.
Because they are tasty.
I did find the cover of Darude's Sandstorm via Potato.
This is Pupsy?
Yes.
Okay, Pupsy.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, this song. It's like a jock jam.
I'm not liking this.
Okay, you proved me wrong.
Yeah, thank you. We're done. Can you please tell Rev we're done, Steve?
I've checked out.
Can you gong him? Can you do something?
There we go. Some people want to know where to find that Sun Chips. If you just go on my Facebook is at I'm Steve Miggs, and you can find the video. It's on there somewhere.
Vicky, go ahead and repost it again on the Real BJ
just
as well.
Just if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, put it on Real BJ. Put it on the KISW. What the hell? I mean, might as well. I can't believe there are people that haven't seen the Sun Chips video. It is...
Well, only 7.5 million people have seen it so far.
And it started out, it wasn't anybody in Washington. Like, you know, that's the other thing. In the radio business, they tell you, hey, if you can get a viral video, well, we finally got a viral video, but nobody from our own area that could hear our show was actually watching the video.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually we put the call out to Washingtonians and said, look, Texas is kicking your ass in this video. You guys got to start watching this. I mean, come on. We're moving to Texas, baby.
It's just my favorite thing about the whole Sun Chip thing is still the backstory, because there are times where I intentionally make a video. I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And it gets, you know, 100 views. And I'm just like, wah, wah, which is just how it is. This one I legit posted on my Facebook because, like, I haven't posted crap on my Facebook in a while. Someone's going to probably tell me I'm slacking at work. I should probably put something up. So I just saved all my Snapchat videos that I did from that day. It was just this dumb Snapchat story. And I was like, I'll just throw this up here with a hashtag of Sun Chips. And that's all it was. There was zero effort time. That's why it's so funny when people are like, you wasted all this time making this video. I'm like, no, it was just all done real time.
Yeah. It is amazing what ends up being super popular and how much effort you actually put into it.
None.
Yeah.
Let that be a lesson, kids.
You're absolutely right. You've shown me why bother.
Right?
Yes.
I've given up begrudgingly and put no effort into it, and you'll get 7.5 million.
Yeah, you will. And you will not get paid for it as well.
And my favorite part, I had no idea until it hit over a million, and somebody messaged us saying, hey, congrats, your video just hit a million video views. And I'm like, what video?
Yeah, we went to the morning show convention last year.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming, we told them last year it had probably, I think, 2 million at the time we were there.
Yeah.
So when we go this year...
Are we going to keep telling them how many views it has?
Well, if it goes up to 10 million, how do we not tell people that?
Hey, update, it's at 10 million now.
Yeah, it's at 10 million. The same damn video continues to grow. You're talking over a span of almost 6 months, if not more.
Yeah, that's
how old this video is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's insanity. It's a huge success, and you know what? We haven't seen a dime for it. Not a single penny. Couple of bags of Sun Chips, but that's it.
To me, that's a success.
Yeah.
I got a lot of Sun Chips out of the deal.
I wanted something more, man.
Still, my favorite was when that lady gave me a bag of Sun Chips I painted in the grass.
Oh, yeah.
And then I didn't know. It was a giant bag. So now I'm walking around the grounds. And it's like, yeah, my gosh, people are just going to think I'm just like... Oh, a walking advertisement now for Sun Chips.
Hey, but you're a dream come true of pain in the grass if you've got snackables.
Oh, it's great because I'm just giving people bites of Sun Chips.
Yeah. Oh, the people are loving you. I think you can get
a beer in one hand and a bag of Sun Chips, and that was just
That's
me.
Your brand. That's your new brand, Steve. Steve the Sun Chips guy.
You can't shake your hand, but have a Sun Chip.
Yeah. Yesterday, Mr. Sun Chip did get this one wrong.
Denzel Washington and Chris Pratt starred in the remake of which Western?
Gunsmoke?
No.
Oh.
Western? I don't know. A Few Good Men?
No.
Wow.
That's not good, bad, Western. And the ugly.
Well, at least that was a Western. No.
Yeah. Magnificent Seven was the answer, Steve. No, he didn't get it.
Not a Western kind of guy.
Well, you might be able to beat Steve. 206-421-ROCK. Beat Miggs at 847.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.